Live radio, yes. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And it's a lovely day. I guess club days are on here at UBC, such as they are in a time of COVID, but lots of action here in the nest and in the courtyard out front. Good to see the life. Yes, the robust student presence here on campus. At the top, we heard the Delta 5 from the compilation Singles and Sessions, 1979 to 81. That was the song Try. And I played that to commemorate the life of Jewel Sale, the singer and co-founder of Delta 5. She died this week. And yeah, very sad to hear. And Delta 5, one of the bands that got me really interested in that time period, new wave, no wave, late 70s, early 80s. So much good music came out of that. And Delta 5 were really at the forefront of that. So sad to hear about the passing of Jewel Sale, but I wanted to celebrate that band as well. On today's show, we have some new Ducks Limited. They've changed their name, I guess. They are no longer Unlimited. Those hunters are very protective of their intellectual property, I guess. So Ducks Unlimited is out as a name. Ducks Limited is in. We have some new Loren. We have some new Parquet Courts and some new Illuminati Hotties. There's a lot of good stuff, so keep it locked in for the next hour here on CITR. But going to start off with something I'm very excited about, new Julie Dwarin. Julie Dwarin has not released a solo album since in the last 9 years. This is the first one in the past 9 years. She's a very active artist, though, so there's been other things. But this is a proper solo Julie Dwarin record. So the new album is called I Thought of You, and this is the song You Gave Me the Key. Here is Julie Dwarin.
There was never a plan. No need to explain, and here I am starting over again from the eyes of a baby, from the eyes of a bird, from the tops of the trees, from the curbs in the street. There's never starting over again. No, never a plan. Well, your eyes, they helped me. They helped me to see how to begin. Starting over again. Yeah, your eyes, they showed me. All around me,
You told me to skip school to go with you to the movies. You knew you were uncool, but you thought you could fool me. They play oldies in the afternoon for the elderly and me and you, Fred and Ginger, black and white. I watch you watch It's a Wonderful Life. For you to admit is that you never knew me like you thought you did. You never knew me like you thought you did, like you thought you did. You say he's looking at you, kid, thinking I wouldn't. You admit you think we're faded. I'll be lucky if I'm your third wife. That's only something you would say in the car. We'd be breathing the same air for too long. If the snow wasn't coming down so hard, I would open the door and walk home. It's only a couple miles. What could go wrong? If I hitch a ride with a guy in a pickup who doesn't know left from right from wrong. All I need for you to admit is that you never knew me like you thought you did. You never knew me like you thought you did, like you thought you did. All I need for you to admit is that you never knew me like you thought you did. You never knew me like you thought you did, like you thought you did.
holds my hand when I'm screaming out like a child who didn't get her way. And I swear if you follow her stare, you can see what you seek and then chase her like a ball on a string. I don't have much to give, but what's mine is hers to share. If I could look into the center of the sun, I think I'd see her there. When cherries grew, she knew the sweetest fruit and the ones to toss away. She knows the way that it goes when the heart holds on to a feeling that is not meant to stay. Our bodies are far apart, but I feel her in the air. If I could look into the center of the sun, I think I'd see her there. If I
that was Lorraine from Montreal with her song Diane, a tribute to her mother. And that's from the new record entitled Leftovers. Before that, we heard Ducks Limited from Toronto from their new record Modern Fiction. That was the song Under the Rolling Moon, that album out, I think, next week. Before that, we heard Lucy Dacus from her phenomenal album Home Video. That was the song Brando. And Lucy Dacus was supposed to be in town next week on September 30th at the Hollywood, but with COVID, I guess she's not making it across the border, or I don't know what the situation is, but that show is now canceled. So that's too bad. Hopefully she'll make it back at a time when it's safe to do so, and I can get a ticket this time. And at the top, we heard Julie Dwan with her new song, You Gave Me the Key. All right, I'm going to make a hard transition here to some hardcore. I saw video of this band playing a live show about a month ago, an outdoor show, and it melted my face. It looked so fun and amazing, and I don't listen to a lot of hardcore, but I every now and then like to go to a hardcore show and just get pulverized by the sound. So I'm going to try this out. This is San Jose's Gulch. This is from a split that they made with Tsunami, and this is the song Bolt Swallower. Batten down the hatches. Here we go. Here's some Gulch.
Yeah. The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org. Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Something I want, something I hope will give me some. do you get your groceries? Because I want to get my groceries from there too. Where do you buy your beer from? Because I want to buy my beer from there too.
Right, that was the band What from their cassette Now, and they are going to be playing a live show at Redgate on October 2nd, a week this Saturday, along with Motorists. It's their LP release party slash tour, and a band called Sunglaciers, and very limited tickets, so if you're interested in going, I'd definitely get on that. Before that, we heard Pardoner from San Francisco. That was the song Came Down Different. No, from the album Came Down Different, that was the song Totally Evil Powers. Before that, we heard Parquet Courts from their record Sympathy for Life. That was the song Black Widow Spider. And they have announced a tour. They're going to be in town on April 23rd at the Imperial. And they haven't announced an opener for that particular show, but on the tour, there's some really great openers, including Yusu, former CITR member and very accomplished electronic musician. So that's cool to see that connection. I think she remixed a song for Parquet Courts, something like that. Anyways, good stuff. And at the top, we heard Gulch from San Jose with their song Bolt Swallower. And I mean, I saw it on Brooklyn Vegan. I'd recommend like just Google Gulch San Jose and see that wild show and get psyched for a time in which we can go to hardcore shows again in a safe way. Yes. I guess it's probably not that safe in California right now, but whatever. No judgment. All right. Illuminati Hotties have a new record coming out. It's called Let Me Do One More. And this is no longer a seasonal song. It's called Pool Hopping. I guess some places you can still pool hop. It's starting to feel like that window is shut here in Vancouver. But still a good pop rock song. Let's give it a listen. Illuminati Hotties going to be in town next March 10th at the Biltmore. So if you like what you hear, maybe peruse the concert listings and see if that's something you want to check out. All right, here we go. Danger.
The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
That was Jazz Ali from Halifax, from their record Busa's Rebellion. That was the song Lime Grove Cinemas. Live radio is tough, y'all. I had a year and a half of being able to do retakes, and now my pronunciation sometimes fails me. Before that, we heard Toronto's Dr. Joy from their record Signed the Body Electric. I guess like a Walt Whitman reference. And that was the title track that we heard, that record out now on Idéfix. And at the top, Illuminati Hotties with their song Pool Hopping. Right now, we're listening to White Poppy. They have a new track out called Slumberland, and it is very slumbering. I love it. It's so relaxing and lovely. It's 7.5 minutes long, so I don't think we're going to listen to the whole thing, but I'll play it for a while, and then we'll transition to another song. All right, off to Slumberland now, y'all.
Summer changes everything. I came home 3 months ago so I could say hello. I wanna know what you've been doing there since I left you in May. When autumn comes to town,
so long. It seems like everything has changed in some strange kind of way. I wanna know what you want me to say. True love dies every year when autumn comes to town and happy clouds are drifting away, away, away. The old dead leaves are blowing away, away, away. And now you're leaving with them. Am I young or am I old? There is no way to tell. Who will come and who will go? There is no way to know. Well, how do you know when someone that you love summer boats are sailing away, away, away. The old dead leaves are blowing away, away, away. The birds are always flying away, away, away. The wind is always blowing away.
From the album Archer Comes Sparrow, that's the band Go Team with their song Acid Autumn. Before that, we heard Sean Nicholas Savage from his album Spread Free Like a Butterfly. That was the song Autumn Comes to Town. And at the top, we heard White Poppy with her song Slumberland. And if you're a fan of White Poppy, I'd encourage you to go to Bandcamp and buy that song and support Crystal. I think it's a good time to do that. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Next week is the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. So I will have a special program for that. And I know CITR has a bunch of other special programming planned. So do tune in next Thursday. All right, going to close out with some Rose Melberg. A couple of reasons. She has an album called September, so this is my last chance to timely play a song off of that. Also, it's her birthday next week, so happy birthday, Rose. And also, I missed this a little while ago, but it's the 30th anniversary of, or it was the 30th anniversary of the International Pop Underground Convention that happened in Olympia in 1991. And Rose was a part of that, and Go Team was part of that, and lots of other those K Records, Olympia bands, and it's very formative to a lot of the music that I care about. So I wanted to play a song to reflect that. So it all came together in the form of a song by Rose Melberg. This is her cover of Christy McCall's song They Don't Know, and this is from a cassette called September from a few years ago. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye.
Funny wrong since you've been gone.